I'm continuing to read poetry during the month of November as my contribution to a social activity in which a number of people are recording podcast episodes, one per day during the whole month, 30 to be made, shared, and possibly even commented upon by listeners. Who knows? We've reached the seventh day in November, and I've picked a poet, William Carlos Williams. I have to admit that I've always been fascinated by his name. The American poet who died in the 1960s, early 1960s. He was a doctor. He was a family doctor. For me, he's been a poet in the wings. And for the purposes of reading him, I found his most famous poem, I suppose, The Red Wheelbarrow. I'm going to introduce you to his voice so you will hear William Carlos Williams reading The Red Wheelbarrow. That's what's coming next.
The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
I'll play it again for you.
The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
And one more time.
The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
Now I must have a go at reading it myself. Let me see if I can remember it without reading the words. The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater. That's not it. I think I better get the text and read it. The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. Now let me close my eyes. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. There you are, William Carlos Williams, his most famous poem, The Red Wheelbarrow.